Ah, yes, comfy bed in only the way that the Hyatt can do it. So I've got a I'll try and find it. I don't know if I give it might have give the woman the card actually. I had a card from the airport that said distressed passenger. And I was distressed because after spending 8 hours on a plane, well, more than that because of all the other travelling and the drunken guy on the bus earlier on in the day. And then 2 hours waiting for bags and all that shit. So God knows what time it is, but or how many hours of travel. But it's like 7 o'clock at night. It's just interesting the things that happen, that put you off on another tangent. So missed my plane, which if I'd have got my 5 o'clock plane, I would have got in about 8:30 into Tampa. But because I didn't get to it, obviously I had to wait around for a courtesy coach from the Hyatt, but there wasn't any coming, so I went and used the phone and tried to ring the number which was on the ticket, and the phone system was just being an arse. Then they said there was going to be one on the way in 10 minutes. That never turned up, so I jumped into a Best Western courtesy car instead, which took me to the Best Western. Now I got out, walked in there, and said, "How much is it for one night?" He said $140, and I was like, "Right, see you later." So then I got a cab, which cost me about $7, which took me about a mile and a bit, which was about £4. You couldn't walk to it because it's just freeways and all sorts of shizzle. So that was a pain. But I got here to see if I could use the ticket. She said that was fine. How did I want to do it? Secure the room? Can I have a card? I said I don't have a card. The system works in such a way that you have to have these things. And it's sort of this proximity to access of stuff. The thing that the Hilton and Hyatt do very well is keeping everything. They do this great grandioso expression of space and everything around you. That noise in the background is the planes right next there, next door to the airport, which is good because it's just around the corner. And there is a courtesy shuttle in the morning, so I won't have to pay. I guess it's because it's Sunday, they don't have a regular, blah blah blah, I don't know. Anyway, my flight tomorrow is at lunch. Getting back to the point, they normally take $50 just for incidentals for the room. And it just occurred to me how much people, once you're engaged into that world of having the credit card and this and that, that you sort of drop the charges on it because it lulls you into this false sense of security. You're in the hotel. You might spend something in the room, you might have internet, you might have this, you might have that. And if it's easy to access it, if it's like that credit card, boom, oh, don't worry, we've charged it. And if the receptionists are good enough, which they're always bulletproof, they always know how to fluff you up in the mood that they want. But that probably sounded a bit like ramble because my head's tired. But I do love the outside of here, which I'll film in the morning. I'm going to do a little BAM using that, even though I've got no MiFi or Wi-Fi to maybe push this. I don't know how I'm going to do that because I think it's like $15 a night for Wi-Fi. I'm not going to pay that. At least I don't think I am. I don't know how desperate I'm going to get. I feel like if we've got an unlimited MiFi at Tampa, then I shouldn't spend money because this day will probably cost me $80, and I had $360. And had $100 in another account, just enough to get fuel, let alone hotels and stuff. So I'm hoping some admin donation money, bits and bobs comes in, because we're doing it all sort of next to nothing and documenting that process as well. I'm quite keen to write down prices of stuff. I've just bought some drinks and a yogurt thing, that's $11. So add that to the bill, which was ended up about $66. So you're looking at about $80. It's crazy. Just like that, just like that before even spending anything. And now I'm trying to do things on a budget as well. That's what happens when one of your connecting flights goes awry. Never mind. Tomorrow we'll just have to hit the ground running. Hopefully Chrissy or CJ will push this to Chrissy, or I'll get through to Chrissy. She knows that I'm not going to be at the airport tonight, but hopefully we can just go straight from the airport tomorrow. Literally pick me up and I'll start setting kids up. Until then, I'm going to work out how I can get myself some Wi-Fi. Not sure how I'm going to do that just yet. I don't want to pay out any more money, I know that much.